再次欢迎大家到主的教会来认识圣诞节的意义。
Welcome all of you who come to the house of the Lord to understand the meaning of Christmas.
一般上圣诞节很多人有一点不理解的就是为什么我们庆祝有一个婴孩的降生。
Many people do not understand why are we celebrating the birth of a baby.
如果我们到这个百货公司或者乌节路去的时候呢，就看到有布置，有一个婴孩的布置。
So if we go to Orchard Road or shopping centers, we will see the decoration of a baby.
那很多人都来朝拜这个婴孩。
And many people came to worship this baby.
那这婴孩有什么好朝拜的？
And what's there to worship about a baby?
婴孩只不过是婴孩，那好像跟一般的人都一样。
So a baby is just like a baby, like any others.
但是朝拜这个婴孩的事情呢，却是整个圣诞节的主题。
But the worshiping of this baby is the entire theme of Christmas.
全世界三分之一的人口都在这个圣诞节来朝拜这个婴孩，来纪念他降生的事情。
So one third of the world's population came to worship and remember the birth of this baby.
那到底这个圣诞节婴孩降生的事情有什么意义呢？
So what's the essence and meaning of this birth of the baby?
那我给各位解释一下。
So let me explain to you.
各位，一般上呢，我们人看人是看什么呢？
So usually when we look at a person, what do we look at?
我们都是看人的条件。
So we look at a person's qualities and conditions.
人的长相，人的才能。
So a person's appearance and talents.
那这个人很有成就，这个人很厉害，很优越。
So this person is very remarkable and with a lot of achievements.
那有这个人是某某公司的一个总裁，或者某某国家的一个董事，或者某某国家的总统。
So he is a CEO of a company or a president of a nation.
或者我们看一个人的时候呢，总是一个孩子，哎呀，他很厉害读书，那他是拿奖学金的。
So we look at a child, he's very good at studies and he receives scholarship.
怎么几乎所有的人都是这样在看人的。
So almost everyone looks at people in this way.
在一个社会里面呢，有高阶层人士，很有钱，很有学位，住大房子。
So in the society, there are people with high status who are very rich and live in big houses and with a lot of educational qualifications.
那也有低阶层人士，那很落魄，很贫苦。
And there are also people in the lower status with with poverty.
所以你会发现，当一个人慢慢长大的时候呢，你就会看得出人跟人的条件绝大不同。
So as people grow up, you will see a disparity between people and people's conditions.
但是婴孩呢，大家看的时候都一样。
But when everyone looks at the baby, it seems to be the same.
那婴孩呢，样子生出来的时候差不多一样。
So baby, they look about the same when they are born.
哭声差不多听起来一样。
Their cries sounds almost the same.
那婴孩呢，你看都是很无助的，没有能力，不能自己生存。
So babies, they look very helpless and they cannot survive on their own.
需要吃的时候呢，就喝奶的时候呢，父母就要来照顾他们。
So when they need to eat and drink milk, the parents have to come to take care of them.
所以这个婴孩能够起什么作用？
So what can a baby do?
所以呢，人如果要寻找，要看人的条件的时候呢，绝对看不出这个婴孩有什么特别。但是呢，即便你这个婴孩是这么的懦弱，但是圣经这么说，有一个婴孩很特别。
But even though babies look very vulnerable, but the Bible tells us that one baby is very special.
有一个婴孩为我们而生。
For to us a child is born.
亲爱的朋友，为我们哪有婴孩能够为人的？
How can a baby come for us?
我有三个孩子，我就生他们的时候，我都发现都是我喂他们，哪里有他们喂我？
I have three children and I realize it's I for them, not they for me.
从一把他们生出来的时候呢，天天因他们喂他们的缘故，要早起，要晚睡。
And when I give birth to them for their sake, I have to sleep late and wake up early.
他们生病的时候要为他们担心。
And when they fall sick, I have to worry for them.
哪里有他们会为我或者为我想。
How would they think for me or do anything for me?
但是圣经就说，在这个庆祝圣诞的意义的时候，有一个婴孩为我们而生。
But when we are celebrating Christmas, the Bible tells us, for to us a child is born.
为人类而生。
This child is born for mankind.
为了拯救人而生。
This child is born to save men.
然后呢， 当圣经讲这句话的时候呢，你们知道吗？是在这个婴孩出生的700年前讲的。
And the Bible talk about this 700 years before this baby is born.
各位，700年前啊，连他的祖父都还没有生出来。
So 700 years, his grandfather is not even born.
所以这个婴孩特别到什么地步呢？他是穿越世代的。
So this baby is so special because it goes beyond generations.
虽然还没有被生出来，但是已经被认识，已经是存在的。
Before he was born, he's already been known and he already existed.
这个婴孩呢，700年前就被预言了。
So this baby was prophesied 700 years before he was born.
然后到了时候被生出来，被生到地上了。
And when the time is up, he was born to this earth.
他的整个来的目的就是要拯救人类，他是万王之王，万主之主。
The entire purpose of his coming is to save mankind. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
那说到这边的时候呢，很多人就会认为说，那既然是这么伟大的婴孩，他的来到的时候呢，起码应该是很多的人庆贺等候他，对吗？
And people will think that if he's such a special baby, when he comes, it will be a lot of celebration.
但是圣经告诉我们刚好相反。
But the Bible tells us it is just the opposite.
他来的时候呢，没有一个人认识他。
When he came, no one knew him.
每一个人都活在自己的世界里，追求自己的享乐。
Everyone is living in their own worlds, pursuing their own.
每一个人都在过自己的人生。
Everyone is living their own lives.
只有天使认识他。
Only the angels know him.
就天上的天使，当他降生的时候呢，天使赞美他。
So when he was born, only the angels praise him.
就天上的事，人间的人都不认识。
So people on earth do not know things in heaven.
因为人间的人都陷在罪中。
Because people on earth they are fallen in sin.
陷在自我当中，他们远离神，远离这位上帝。
So they are bound in self-centeredness and they are far away from God.
甚至更不可思议的事情是什么呢？
What is even more unthinkable?
就是这个世界的王，刚才我们读过了，这个世界的王知道。哎，这个婴孩生了。
Just now we read that this the king of this world know that this baby is born.
希律王，然后他就要杀这个婴孩。
So King Herod wanted to kill this baby.
也因为他要杀这个婴孩的缘故，他杀不到。
And because he couldn't kill this child successfully.
然后呢，他把在2岁以内的婴孩全部杀了。
So he killed all babies under 2 years old.
各位想想看，那个时候有多少的父母痛苦？
Think about it. How many parents were in sorrow at that time?
那我们想，这个特别这么奇妙的婴孩诞生的时候，为什么人间有这么大的痛苦？
Why is there such human tragedy when such a wonderful baby is born?
原来人的痛苦不是他带来的。
Actually, human sorrow is not brought by this baby.
人的痛苦是自己的私欲、自己所要的东西有带来的。
Human suffering is caused by their own selfish, human's own selfish desires.
所以各位现在看这个世界的战争都是怎么来的？
So you look at how the wars of this world came about.
政权跟政权的相争都是以自我为主而来的。
The struggles between political powers and political powers all comes because of their own selfish desires.
人都为了自己来相争。
People fight for their own sake.
在一个家庭里面，原来是应该要相爱的。各位想想，为什么一个家庭里面？没有和平。
In the family, there should be love, but why is there no unity and peace?
当丈夫有自己的想法，当妻子只有体贴自己的感受。
When the husband only has his own thinking and the wife only gives in to her own feelings.
然后两个人都不肯让步的时候。
And when both of them refuse to give in to each other.
然后你就会发现家庭里面、婚姻里面的相争就会来。
Then you realize there will be marital quarrels.
这是连最爱的关系里面都会发生的事情。
This happens even in the most loving relationship.
就是人。随即一行，只有关注自己的时候呢，没有和平。
So when humans live as they please and only focus on their own needs, there is no peace.
确实，人的关系是多么的脆弱的。
So human relationships are so fragile.
人的心是多么的自我的。
And human hearts are so self-centered.
那因为人知道自己的心是多么的自我，多么的脆弱。
And because humans know their own hearts are so vulnerable,
所以人
and so selfish,
所以人自己想出一个办法来解决这个问题。
So humans try to think of a way to solve this problem.
他想出的方法就是制度。
And so humans think of this solution, and that is institution.
各位有没有发现，全世界都活在制度底下
？So the whole world lives under institutions.
国家有国家的制度，社会有社会的制度。
A nation has its institution. The society also has its structure.
你在一个公司做工，有公司的制度；孩子在学校读书，有学校的制度。
The same goes for the company and for the schools.
然后你都被这个制度来塑造你的思想、你的一举一动。
And our thinking, our behaviors are all shaped by all these institutions.
其实很奇妙，人就是喜欢制度，也相信制度。
And so humans, we like and we believe in institutions.
我们说有制度才会有稳妥。
So we think that if there is institution and structure, then there will be security.
很多的事情可以规划。
And we can plan for many things.
那不会出差错。
And nothing will go wrong.
那所以制度。
And so we need institution.
所以我们新加坡是什么制度呢
？And so Singapore, what system do we have?
我们新加坡是精英制度。
We have this elitism system.
所以你们在这个地方生活的话，你们一定要好好读书，要求学位，求文凭。
So if you live here, you need to study well, you need to seek educational qualification.
然后呢，你有好的得到好的工作，能够过好的生活。
And then you will find a good job and you will live life well.
然后这样就满足了。
And you can be contented with that.
所以在这样的制度里面，我们的思想各方面被塑造了。
So under such a system, our thinking and all our life is being shaped.
那有些人这个制度可以的话，他就行，那他很开心啊。
So if they can flow with the system, they are happy.
那有些人不能在这个制度不能生存，他移民。
But if those who cannot survive under this system, then they will migrate.
那我认识很多父母，有些父母我不喜欢这个制度，精英制度，我不喜欢这个孩子要当兵的制度，所以我移民。
So some parents because they do not like the elitism system and the army, so they migrated.
那无论你移民到哪里，你又移民到另外一个制度。
But no matter where you migrate to, you will migrate to another system.
有些人喜欢西方国家，我们就移民到西方国家去，澳洲或者美国。
So some people prefer the Western country and they go to Australia or America.
那我刚从澳洲、美国前不久就回来了。
So I just came back from these countries.
那个地方呢，又有讲究自由、讲究人权的制度。
So those countries they emphasize on freedom and human rights.
那孩子要 homeschool 就很容易，就写信给校长的话。那就 homeschool 就好。我的孩子说：“哇，这么容易啊！我也要 homeschool。”
然后在那边。It's very easy to apply for homeschooling over there.
那但是呢，我在那边跟很多的父母，尤其是东方父母，他们就跟我说。
But many people, many parents, told me.
我的孩子到这个地方啊，慢慢他长大的时候，他的思想跟我不一样。
Especially the Eastern parents, they were saying, "My children grow up here; they have different thinking from me."
我跟他们讲中文，他们跟我讲英文。
When I speak to them in Chinese, they will reply me in English.
他们回到家的时候呢，他们就自己要做的事情就关在房间玩电子游戏。
When they come home, they will lock themselves in their rooms and play with their computer.
这个社会很自由，自由到一个地步，你不喜欢上班，那公司对你不好，你又不上班。
So the society is very free. So up to the point, if you do not like working, then you can stop.
他们没有东方思想，他们不懂东方人的礼仪。
So they do not understand the Oriental thinking and mannerisms.
所以他们都遇到这样的问题的时候呢，哎呀，我们从一个制度到另外一个制度。
So they keep moving from one system to another system.
但是人没有办法，他还是在寻找更好的制度，有没有更好的制度
？So humans keep searching for better and better systems.
然后呢？掌控这个制度，造出这个制度的就是什么？就是政权。
And so the government is the one who sets up all these institutions and systems.
我现在不是叫各位跟各位说不要有政权，不要有制度啊。
I'm not telling you to go against the government or institutions.
我在跟各位讲一个事实，叫你们思想。
I'm just pointing you to a truth.
那现在人需要制度的时候呢？那谁来设定这个制度？当然是政权了。
So of course it is the government who sets up the system.
所以政权呢，就设定制度，然后在这个制度尽量把制度做得尽善尽美。
So the government will try to perfect this system.
好的政权呢，也是为了人民，尽量把制度做好，然后让每一个人有 good life， 有好的生活。
So the good government will try to provide a good system so that everyone can live well.
但是历史告诉我们，无论怎样好的制度，制度不能满足人，政权不能完全解决人的问题。
But history has told us that no matter how good the system is, it cannot solve people's problem, and the government can also not solve everything.
我昨天刚刚从香港回来。
I just came back from Hong Kong yesterday.
你们都知道香港的情况。
All of you knew the situation in Hong Kong.
那香港的情况，你知道不是什么制度政权能够解决的问题。
We know that the problem of Hong Kong cannot be resolved by any institution or system.
已经六个月示威了。
They have been protesting for 6 months.
我也在那边讲到了。
I've been preaching there also.
这个整个社会越来越 divide， 越来越分歧。
And so the whole society is getting more and more divided.
谁能解决这个问题呢？没有人。
No one can solve this situation.
所以有些人说，那西方国家的制度好啊，那去西方。
So some people say the Western system is good, and so they go to the Western countries.
你到美国去，你就看共和党跟民主党天天吵架。
If you go to the States, you will see that the Democrats and the Republicans they are always fighting.
在台湾也是这个问题。
So the same problem lies in
都是党派制度。
So there's a lot of party politics.
人的政权就是起来。
So human government raise up.
越有力量，但是越不能解决人的问题。
Although they get stronger, the more they cannot solve human problems.
你们知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为人真正的问题不是制度好不好、政权好不好的问题。
Because the real problem of mankind is not whether the government or the system is good enough.
人真正的问题是他的心的问题。
The real problem of mankind is the problem of their hearts.
人随心所欲。
Humans just live.As they please.
要随从自己的心。
They want to follow their own hearts.
所以当人民子民就要只有要随心所欲，随从自己的心所要，每个人要的东西都不一样。
So when everyone go after their own desires, everyone wanted different things.
政权就要镇压了。
So then the government will have to control and suppress.
这个就是专制制度来的。
And so that is 专制。
Autocratic. 然后你想想，如果你的孩子随心所欲
，So think about it. If your child just live as they please,
他随心所欲，他已经长大了，他要怎样就怎样。
And then he grows up and he can just live as he likes.
你要用什么制度来管住他
？With what kind of system can you control?
你说我有家规啊，我家里有 Ten Commandments， 你可以管住他吗
？Can you use some house rules or Ten Commandments to hold him?
你不能，你只有眼睁睁看着他误入歧途，盼望他有一天长大成熟起来。
You cannot do that. You can only look at him helplessly until he grows up.
你们有养过孩子的，你们都知道。
But those of you who have raised children, you will know.
如果你的孩子好，没有事情，很乖乖的长大，感谢主。
We thank God if your child grows up well.
但是你看你旁边的人，你看很多人不是这样。
But look at people around you. Many are not like this.
你看现在很多的年轻人不是这样。
Many young people they are not like that.
他们有自己的想法，他们受互联网影响的话，你能够控制他们的思想吗？你能控制他们的人，你锁住他多久啊
？They have their own thinking and they are influenced by the internet. But can you control them? And for how long can you control them?
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友，人的问题不是制度或者政权能够解决的东西。
So human problem cannot be resolved by government or institution.
是人的心的问题，人的心随从自己。
So it is the problem of human heart, human going after their own heart.
所以呢，越用制度，在某一个程度来讲，越用镇压，然后人的心是越反抗。
So the more you use institution, the more human heart will resist.
人越反抗的时候，政权就要越多的权力，然后越大的镇压。
So when there's more resistance, then the government will.Have more control.
就是不但整个世界里面的事情，一个社会里面，一个家庭里面的问题，都是这个东西来的。
So this is not just this is the problem of the society and also of the family.
人随心所欲，要自己所要的东西。
People just go after their own desires and live as they please.
我亲爱的朋友，这个问题怎么解决呢
？So how can we resolve this problem?
就感谢主，圣经今天说有一个婴孩为我们而生。
Thank God, the Bible tells us, for to us a child is born.
虽然他是婴孩，但是他是万王之王。
Although he's a child, he's the King of Kings.
然后圣经讲一句很重要的话：世界的政权压在他的肩头上。
And the Bible tells us this very important thing: the government is on his shoulder.
换句话说，世界所有的政权在他的手中，没有一个政权胜于他。
In other words, all the government of the world are in his hands. No one power surpasses him.
他胜于所有的政权，所有的权势。
He is far greater than all government and all powers.
他来到地上。
And he came to earth.
然后圣经说，他是奇妙的测试， 他是全能的神，没有一样事情他不能。
And Bible tells us he's wonderful counselor, he's mighty God. There's nothing he cannot do.
他是永恒的，不变的。
He's everlasting, he's unchanging.
他是和平之君，带来完全的和平的。
And so he's the Prince of Peace, bringing perfect peace.
这个世界没有和平，只有他能够带来和平。
There is no peace in this world, only he can bring peace.
然后圣经讲一句很重要的话，他的政权和他的带来的和平要加增无穷。
And the Bible also tells us that the government and peace that he brings will increase to no end.
各位注意这两句话，他的政权跟他带来的和平，这个两个东西一起起来的。
And his peace will all come, these two will come together.
我们刚刚讲到世界的制度的世界的政权的时候呢，世界的政权越高的时候呢，他是不会体谅下面的人，越会压迫，越会镇压的。
When we talk about the government of the world, when it'sPower grows, it will not empathize with people below, and so it will have more oppression.
但是这个婴孩所带来的政权，它是越有政权的时候呢，很奇妙的，越和平，家里越和平，夫妇越相爱的。
But this government brought by this child, amazingly, as it grows, it will bring about peace in the family, in the society, in the world.
你们知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为他所带来的政权呢，不是镇压人的。
Because the government that he brings is not of oppression.
他所带来的政权，第一，他是用这个政权、这个权力，把自己的生命为他所爱的、为人类牺牲了。
First of all, by using this government, he used his very own life to sacrifice for mankind.
各位，哪一个人得到权力的时候呢，愿意先用这个权力来牺牲自己？
Whoever receives power will first use this power to sacrifice himself.
所有世界的权力主义都是得了权力之后呢，他不愿意放的。
All the powers of the world are such that when they receive the power, they are not willing to let go.
只有这位得了权力，用自己的权柄来为众人牺牲的。
Only when this child he receives power and he uses this power to sacrifice for all people.
那为什么要为众人牺牲？因为人世人都犯了罪。
And why must he sacrifice for all people? Because For all people have sinned.
没有一个没有犯罪的。
No one person is without sin.
然后圣经说，罪的工价就是死。
And the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death.
罪的结果就是苦难。
The consequence of sin is suffering.
为什么这个世界这么多痛苦，这么多苦难，不能解决的问题？
Why are there so much sufferings and unresolvable problems in the world?
因为都是因为人的罪。
It's all because of human sin.
都是因为每一个人为了自己，达成自己的目的。
Because everyone just want to achieve their own aim.
人又被这个罪自我捆绑的时候呢，没有和平。
And when humans are bound by their own sin and self-centeredness, there will be no peace.
他是第一个，也唯一一个，他为众人牺牲自己的。
And so he's the first and only one who sacrificed for all people.
担当众人的罪。
And he shouldered the sins of everyone.
人的罪无论怎样要解决，没有办法解决。
Because no matter how we want to resolve our sins, there's no way we can resolve our sins.
一定要有那个为人类替代罪、还清罪的。
There must be someone who substitute us to atone for our sins.
所以就是这个婴孩，所以他为我们的罪而生了。
So it is this child who is born for our sins.
为了替代我们的罪而生。
He's born to atone for our sins, to substitute us, to atone for our sins.
我亲爱的朋友们，当我们想到这个世界的苦难的时候，
So when we think about the suffering in this world,
我们会知道这个苦难是很真实的东西。
We will know that this suffering is very real.
有时候我们旁边的人不是我们要他们改，他们就能改的。
It's not that we want the people around us to change, then they can change.
我们就妥协。我们就是看到我们旁边所爱的人不能改的时候呢，我们心里面就 give up， 哎呀，就是这样了。
So sometimes when we see that people around us they cannot change, we just give up in our hearts.
我们这边当中很多做父母的。
Many of us here are parents.
我们曾经受过苦。
We have ever been through the suffering.
我们生活当中很辛苦，努力赚钱，然后呢，能够来到今天这个地位。
We work very hard. We earn money so that we can come to this position today.
我们就是因为先自己受过苦，我们不愿我们的下一代受苦，对吗？
And because we have been through suffering, we are not willing for our children to go through this.
所以我们不愿我们下一代受苦的时候呢，我们为他安排一切啊，为他安排啊，你要读的学校，你的前景，你的前途要怎样？
And because of that, we arrange everything for our children, their schools, their future, etc.
我们为他想一切，我们中国很多的父母都为孩子买房买车。
We think a lot for children and people. The parents in China, they bought houses and cars for their children.
我们盼望他们没有像我们这么苦。
And we really hope that they will not suffer as like us.
我也养孩子的时候什么都帮他们想。
Even as I raise my own children, I think for them.
但是后来我发现，当我们越为我们的下一代人想的时候，他们更苦了。
But I realize that the more we think for our next generation, the more they suffer.
他们的苦是什么呢？
What are their sufferings?
他们的苦呢，买不到 iPhone 苦了。
So they are troubled because they couldn't buy the iPhone.
他们的苦呢，就到一个地步啊，在社会工作的时候呢，给人碰撞一下，冲击一下啊，我不干了啊。
So their trouble is when they face certain blows in the society, they will just give up.
他们的苦呢，在 Internet 里面，在 WhatsApp 里面被人家说的时候呢，要自杀了。
So their trouble is when they were being criticized in the Internet, in the WhatsApp, then they are suicidal.
你们会了解吗？这是什么苦？
So what kind of suffering?
这就是人的罪来的。
That is the human sin.
不是你爱你的孩子，你能够为他们担当的东西。
This is not something that you can shoulder for your child, even if you love them.
人的罪如果没有被上帝解决，
if the human sin is not resolved by God,
这个各种各样形形色色的罪又会出来的。
All kinds of sins will also appear.
你这边要解决这个苦，另外更多的苦又会出来的。
You try to resolve one kind of suffering, another form will appear.
以前是肉身的苦，现在精神的苦。
In the past is physical suffering, now is mental suffering.
这个都是罪所带来的。
But all these are a result of sin.
所以为什么救主要来？
So why the Savior must come?
人心中的主要来。
Why must the King of a person?
他用他的政权来担当人的罪，所以人才能有和平在心中的。
So he used his government to shoulder human sin, and that's why humans can have peace in our hearts.
然后另外一个东西，各位，他的政权跟这个世人的政权不一样。
Another thing, the government of this child is different from the government of the world.
他的政权是什么政权啊？
What kind of government is the child?
他的政权是进到人的心中里面作王的政权。
His is the government where he go inside a person's heart to reign in the heart.
他不是用一个制度来掌控你。
He doesn't control you by a system.
因为他知道你们每一个人都不一样。
Because he knows that every one of you are different.
你们生长的背景都不一样。
Your background in terms of growing up.
你们每个人曾经长大的时候受的创伤不一样，难处不一样。
The hurts and difficulties that you went through as you grow up are all different.
可能旁边没有人能了解，连你的父母也不能理解的。
Maybe no one understands, not even your parents.
但是他理解。
But he understands.
所以他进到个人的心中作王的。
So he enters into each heart to be the king.
就叫你把你生命的主权交给他。
So that you can hand over the sovereignty of your life.
所以当你把你生命的主权交给他，遵行他。
So when you hand over the sovereignty of your life and follow him, submit to him,
你的心才有平安呢。
Then your heart can have peace.
丈夫跟妻子把生命的主权、自己想的想法都交给他的时候呢，夫妇才能相爱的。
So when the husband and the wife both hand over the sovereignty of their lives to God, then the couple can.
父母跟孩子把主权交给他的时候呢，才能开始理解彼此，这个代沟才能解决的。
So when the parent and the child both hand over the sovereignty to God, then the generation gap can be resolved.
亲爱的朋友们，我现在不是跟你们讲一个很虚幻的事情。
I'm not telling you something very illusional.
我讲的东西是人类心里边的罪的问题。
I'm talking to you about the sin in human hearts.
你罪所带来的无助的问题。
And the problem of helplessness brought about by sin.
你无论怎么厉害，这个世界变化莫测，然后越来越邪恶，你没有办法保护你旁边的人。
No matter how good you are, the world is changing and full of evil. There's no way you can protect your loved ones.
你也不能保护，连你自己的心都不能保守。
You cannot even guard your own heart.
你自己心里面的担忧、惧怕、贪心，你不能保守。
You cannot guard your heart against your own fears and worries and greed.
你一样东西能够做得到，但是很多其他的东西做不到。
You may be able to do one thing, but there's many other things you cannot do.
只有一个办法，你心中的王换了，不再是你自己，乃是这位上帝，全能的神。
There's only one solution. You change the master in your heart, not just your yourself anymore, but God.
只有你把你生命的主权交给他了，从那时候起，你会看见和平来了。他的政权多起来的时候呢，和平也跟着多起来。
So submit your sovereignty to him. As his government increases in your heart, you find more peace.
我愿这个祝福临到你们每一位。
I really pray that this blessing will come upon all of you.
我相信今天你们听到神的话的人，你们心里面都会知道的。
I believe that every one of you who hears the word of God, you know it in your heart.
如果我们已经活了大半辈子。
If we have lived long enough,
我们也看过这个残酷的人生
and we have witnessed the cruelty in life,
我们也经历过很多人生的冲击
and we have been through many blows in life,
我们也养过孩子
and we have raised children,
有了家庭
and we have our own family,
我们自己知道的我们的心是不能控制的
we know ourselves that our hearts cannot be controlled,
我们也知道制度 政权，这个人的制度跟政权没有办法帮助我们的。
And we know that the human government and human institution cannot help us.
有时我们做不到，别人做得到的时候，我们心里面的声音就是我跟那个人不同。
So sometimes when we are unable to do it and someone else can do it, our heart just tells us we are different.
那谁能够了解我呢？
So who can understand?
制度是不会管你一样的，你跟别人不同的制度是说 you conform, 你跟着整个制度走，你走不了你就被淘汰。
So the system will not care whether you can conform, whether you can catch up with the system. They just ask you to conform, and if you cannot do that, you'll be obsolete.
但是感谢主，有一个婴孩为我们而生。
But thank God that the child is born for us.
政权在他的手中。
And the government is in his hand.
他的政权跟和平要增加无穷。
And his government and his peace will increase to no end.
他来到每一个人的生命里面，他寻找每一个人。
He comes into the life of everyone to seek everyone.
他寻找无助的人。
So he seeks for those who are helpless.
神说他阻挡骄傲人，赐恩给谦卑人。
The Lord will show grace to the humble and he will oppose the proud.
如果你是谦卑的人，
So if you are the humble,
你心里面知道制度不能帮助你。
In your heart, you know that the system and institution cannot help.
连你自己所想的不能帮助你自己。
Even your own desires cannot help.
因为你预测不到明天。
Because you cannot predict your tomorrow.
你也预测不到你的家庭将来会怎样。
And you cannot predict how your family will be in future.
所以你谦卑下来。
So you humble down.
你把你生命的主权交给他。
You give the sovereignty of your life to God.
你不依靠你的钱财、你的地位。
You do not depend on your wealth and your status.
你不依靠你任何所有的。
You do not depend on anything that belongs to you.
你只有依靠他。
You only rely on him.
那个穿越时代的。
The one who is across all generations.
那个造人的生命的。
The one who created human lives.
那个替代我们的罪的。
The one who take our place.
那个
suffer for sin.
那个进到我们的心中作王的。
The one who enters our heart to be the king.
把你的生命的主权交给他。
Give the sovereignty of your life.
神说罪的工价乃是死。
God says the wages of sin is death.
但是神的恩赐在基督里却是永生。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
God loves the world such that he gave his one and only son to them.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
当这婴孩生的那一天。
On the day this child is born,
天上的天使说荣耀归给那位上帝。
The angel says, glory to God in heaven.
但是地上呢？地上我们人间呢？平安归给那信他的人，那他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace be on those whom God's favor rests.
愿神祝福你们。
May God bless all of you.
我们大家闭上眼睛，我们一起祷告。主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天你把你的儿子赐下的那个信息再一次向我们诉说。主，让我们看见主爱我们，也体恤我们的软弱无助。主知道我们的无能，也这个世界各种的方法不能解决我们的问题。主啊，今天当你把你的福音再次传讲的时候，我们向你回应的。
We want to respond to you.
我们当中有向你回应的。
Among us, there are people who responded to you.
主啊，你纪念他们。
Lord, please remember them.
他们举起手要认识你。
They raise their hand to want to know you.
要相信你。
To want to believe in you.
要把他们生命的主权交给你。
They want to hand over the sovereignty of their lives.
求主顾念他们。
Lord, please take care of them.
要使他们不忘记。
So that they will not remember.
因为主你自己不忘记。
Because you yourself will not forget.
主你必保守他们。
And you will surely keep them.
愿这圣诞的祝福，圣诞的整个的意义进到他们的心中。
May the entire meaning and essence of Christmas enters into their hearts.
让他们能够成为你的儿女，也与你同行。
That they can be your children and they can walk with you.
我们感谢祷告。
Lord, we give thanks and we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.